Here's the latest weather word on Wonderful Radio London.
This morning's rather cloudy, and it's raining in numerous places in Basingstoke in Hampshire. It's just been pouring down, we're told, this morning. And also in Tiverton in North Devon, or would you believe South Devon? Anyway, Tiverton, wherever that is, we've had a report of rain in there. Only five spots, but it's raining at least. In the south and east, it's a dull and rather grotty day with temperatures, only 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are sort of northeasterly, which are the worst we could possibly have, but at least they're only moderate.
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio London.
Money. Yes, money's groovy.
Oh, yeah.
And whether you're rich or poor, it's nice to have it around. It'll come rolling in for the promoter who books his entertainment with Big L Booking. Radio London invites all ballroom and dance promoters to telephone Mayfair 5361 for all your entertainment requirements. Big L can supply you with first-class disc jockeys, groups, and artists at prices you can afford. Make sure your next dance swings with Big L. Telephone Mayfair 5361. And for further details of artists handled by Big L Bookings in the Philip Birch Agency, see the Melody Maker this week. Remember, telephone Big L Bookings at Mayfair 5361. And make sure your next dance swings with Big L.
Thank you, me old wheeler and dealer, old Chuckles Blair there. He'll be going off on the old tender today, as will Willie. Incidentally, it's Willie Walker's birthday today. So I don't know if you want to wish him a happy birthday if he comes down to the studio. John Peel will also be going off, as indeed will I. And I should think that we'll be round about 4:30-ish, I suppose, at Ipswich Station. We don't know these days. You can never tell. Right, well, there we are, 3 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock right now, and as I said, we're not having a particular coffee break today. We'll just stop and natter the people if and when they come in. We're going to say greetings now to, I wrote it down on the back here, oh yes, Bobby, June and Tracy Graham of 15 Orchard Drive, Faden Girls, in the county of Scrawnthrunching. You turn left at Epping Forest, and apparently it's on the A11, or would you believe turn right? Anyway, that's Faden Girls, and that's the Graham family. We're also saying hi to Squadron Leader and Mrs. Gledo, who have just come back from the Costa Brava. They lurk down at Amor Patrie, 6 more in close to Norwich. To you and also the family. Standing behind me now is Stuart, who's been to utter from left to right, they are.
Hello, Dale.
Oh, very good.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
I heard your plaintive cries.
What about?
Well, not having anybody down here.
I thought, yeah, they're all steering shy of me, staying sheer. They're not coming down.
I know. They're not coming down, you know.
No, I know. It's this cost of the shirt, you know. It's a new shirt on, you know. It's glaring or something.
These are nice.
What do you get your
colors.
Hands off those photographs?
That's very nice. So Avril, Sandy and Ellie May.
Ellie who?
Ellie May.
Well, mine's all right.
Yeah, mine isn't bad either. I don't fancy Mike Lennox's, huh?
No, actually, this is incredible because somebody called Jeff Nicol, you see, of the Mayflower Service Station, Bartholomew Street, London SE1, suddenly decided to send a couple of photographs along. There's three fantastic girls in mini wotsits who are, looks like they're putting petrol into somebody's car with the registration number VXW26, not the Scusmobile. So if I dare mention them over the air, Sandy Bernard, Avril Barrett and Elaine Hayer, is it, or something like that? You know, the chances are that if I park the old Scusmobile around there, he may fill it up. Well, I'm not worried about the petrol.
Big L Radio London. Wonderful Big L.
Wonderful Radio London.
This particular next record is a favourite of Stu Potts, as it is of mine. I think we all like the little girls singing the chorus. They've come straight from High Hopes. As I said the other day on the air, there's only one problem, that these girls are now all 92 years old.
Fears. Yesterday's love on your feet without you, Jack. The town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no.
Sorting through some of my rubble around about 10 to 1 this morning, I happened to pass Chuck Blair's cabin. I thought the man had gone berserk. He was painting.
Silexine emulsion, silexine gloss. Get it from the factory at half the cost. Put it on your paintbrush, then it can be seen. No other paint is half as good as silexine.
And this top quality paint is yours at just half the usual price. For full details and your color chart, send a postcard to Paint Offer, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1. That's Paint Offer, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Thank you very much indeed, Norman St. John. Probably the last time I'll hear your voice for a day. Anyway, greetings to the customs people. The customs office is down at Felixstowe right now. Many thanks indeed for everything. Also, hi to Harcourt Shipping and Coastal Cabs. That's Brian and Mrs. Woman and also the gang. Probably see you later today.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Radio.
Radio.
Big.
Big.
L.
L.
Wonderful. Radio. London.
Also to the captain and the crew of the Offshore One that'll probably be steaming out towards Radio London right now. Hi to the East Anglian Daily Times, particularly to David Kindred, and thanks very much for all the publicity over the last 3 years, David. You can't mention your phone number, 56777. Fuller 4 and Love's Made a Fool of You brings the time on Radio London to 13 minutes now after the hour of 11 o'clock. It's a Tuesday and it's July the 25th, 1967. Salams and greetings now the way of South Kensington to Clareville Grove, and we're saying hi to Mr. and Mrs. Cark and family, not forgetting Emily. Lots of love to you from Marilyn.
Susie walked in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then.
Way to Love Her, recorded by Stevie Wonder. Slot number 2 on this week's Fab 40. 16 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. I'd like to dedicate this next one to Richard Swainson, who's our administrator, who's probably enjoying a well-earned holiday this very moment. I don't know when he's coming back to the ship. I don't know. But anyway, greetings to you, Richard. I must say that it's through Richard Swainson, probably, that I sort of joined Radio London in the very first place. This one, I don't know why, always reminds me of RS.
The first time
people on that particular record, and a touch of the old Splendor in the Grass. I know now why it reminds me of Richard Swainson, because before he became an administrator with Radio London, he was in fact a gardener, and he used to go around cutting people's grass. He never used to actually use a machine. He used to pour whiskey on it, and it'd come up half cut.
Wonderful Radio London, biggest sound around, big L.
John Peel's Climber.
Lovely.
Right, well, there we are. That's John Peel Climber for this particular week, and it's called It's a Happening, Baby.
More music.
More music.
On Big L. Big L.
Einen Swanzig nach L.
Back your favorite pops with Vidor. Vidor batteries give you that strong, clear sound and long listening. Vidor.
This is Radio London.
Used by
Women like natural men.
Pure and natural.
And natural men use non-greasy Vitalis.
Keep your hair clean today.
Vitalis contains invisible V7 that keeps hair in place without
use
grease.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keep your hair in place today.
Use Vitalis when she feels your hair, not your hairdressing.
Keep your hair.
Buy yourself a bottle.
22 minutes now, past the hour of 11 o'clock. Don't forget, at 11:30, we've got the latest news with Ed Stewart. Meantime, it's our Tuesday greetings to Rosemary Oliver of 27C Clifton Villas, Maida Vale, London West 9. Lots of love to you, Rosemary, from Mum and Dad in Bedford, and also from Roger Faulkner.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walk in town on silver spurs that jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said,
Wine from Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. 26 minutes now after the hour of 11 o'clock, and greetings to Gwen Pike of 160 Holland Road, Kensington, London, West 14.
Radio London.
And sort of greetings to Episode 6 now, one of Radio London's most favourite groups. And most of the DJs here have the honour of being honorary members of their fan club, so it wouldn't be fair without saying goodbye to them. And thanks for all the great records they've produced sort of during the last 2 years, 3 years. They've got to make it sooner or later, and this was their latest offering to the world of wax. So greetings from all the big L DJs to Sheila, Graham, Tony, Roger, Ian and Harvey. Hope I haven't missed anybody out there. Get your finger off it, Stewpot. Go episode 5+1 and morning dew. We're just 45 seconds away from news time with Ed Stewart. I'd like to say hi to the Skewsmobile garage at Mr. Sewell and his mates out there with Whirlwind Motors, Broomsbury Street, London, Northwest 6. We bring in the old relic in for a touch of the old, it's Harry Clapper's at the moment, so I think it needs a good sort of poking around and getting sorted out. So I'll bring it in this week, all being well. Right, okay, 11:30 news time. Stand by, Ed Stewart about to report if he's in studio 968.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the
Dateline Tuesday, July the 25th, the time 11:30, America. Federal troops have now moved into Detroit following race riots and looting that has been going on for the past 3 days. President Johnson, commenting last night, said the situation is now beyond the control of local authorities. I promise firm action soon. This has been the first time ever that law and order has broken down in the city, where 15 people have so far been killed and over 1,000 injured. Police have made over 2,000 arrests. Kensington, Sir Malcolm Sargent is to go into hospital today for an operation for an obstruction in the bile duct. Sir Malcolm, who is 72, had hoped to conduct the promenade concerts later this week. Sir Adrian Bolt and Colin Davies have been deputizing. Sir Malcolm had a gallbladder operation last December. Canada, President de Gaulle was given a big welcome at Montreal last night. the national anthem was drowned by hundreds of Quebec separatists who booed loudly. President de Gaulle replied and shouted, "Long live free Quebec." Later, the crowd shouted, "Down with the Queen." The Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Lester Pearson, has asked for a transcript of President de Gaulle's speech. Golf. Britain's Peter Townsend won the Dutch Open Championship, which took place at The Hague yesterday. He beat Papa Segerum of South Africa by one stroke. Kent, a Maidstone jail, has now received the convicted spies John Vassal and Henry Houghton, who were transferred from the top security wing in Durham jail. They're serving 18-year sentences. Sheerness, the bodies of two brothers aged 8 and 9 were found last night after a sea and air search. They were the sons of Mr. and Mrs. Butley of Maidstone and had spent the day at the seaside. And the weather, this morning will be cloudy with rain in many places. In the south and east, it'll be a dull day with temperatures only reaching the lower 70s. And winds will remain moderate northeasterly. And that's the news on Radio London at 11:30. The next news in 1 hour's time, Ed Stewart reporting.
Oh,
ever fall in love again, and I'll never say thanks to Ed Stewart for the news again, I don't suppose. So thank you, Ed Stewart. 24 minutes to 12 o'clock.
Oh, some vinegar. Salt, some vinegar. That's the taste for quick fried crisps. The taste to make you smack your lips. Salt, some vinegar. The flavour you love best. Hit the grand old taste, the brand new way. Smith, salt and vinegar crisps.
Hey, have you tried Smith's salt and vinegar crisps yet? You haven't? You must be living in a cave.
Now it's here from Smith Crisps, the flavour you love best. Oh, salt and vinegar, salt and vinegar. Smith, salt and vinegar crisps.
I'd like to do loads of dedications. I'm 885,862,914 behind at the moment, so quickly let me name drop. Say hi to Tizzy Knowles of 9 St. Leonard's Terrace, Chelsea, to June Phillips of 5 Castleton Road, Nottingham, to Rosalind Wright and family of 85 Crescent Drive, Petswood, Orpington, Kent, Muriel Wooden family of 50 Cheviot Road, and also to Marjorie David and Beverly Wood, Nana of Ipswich, to Gabriel Collierette of 22 Walpole Street, Chelsea, London, SW3, to Mrs. Eales, and also to Robin, 169 Lonsdale Avenue, East Ham, to Eleanor Clark of Effingham Road, Hornsey, to Eunice Green, 28 Harold Road, Hornsey also, to Rita Ignatius of 4 Woolsey Road, Hornsey, they're all Hornseys, these people, Jackie Cargill, 23 Norman Avenue, Wood Green, London North 22, to Miriam Battersby of 34 Willow Walk, Winchmore Hill, North 21, Brenda and David James, 28 Goodwins Vale, Muswell Hill, London North 10, to Annette Dillon of 112 West Green Road, South Tottenham, and also to Mrs. Mum.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like.
So?
So don't take them away.
Greetings to Joyce Spencer and Marion of 21 Durnsford Road, New Southgate as well.
With your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm.
Yes, we love the pirate stations. Recorded by the Roaring Sixties. And greetings now to George Harlow, 331 Harlandsville in Garden City. To Peggy Ross and family, 306, also Harlandsville in Garden City. To Dolly Harris of 8 Causeway, Brent Pelham near Buntingford in the county of Hertfordshire. To the Virgo family, the 21 Bayworth, Jackman's Estate, Letchworth in Hertfordshire. And over to Spalding in Lincolnshire, and Margaret Barker of Fernhouse, Fleet Fair, Gedry Hill, Spalding in Lynx.
I'm going to tell you about a revolutionary new kind of smoke. John Cotton Cigarillos. Mild cigar tobacco wrapper outside, mild cigar tobacco inside. 100% cigar tobacco and filter tip. Not strong like a big cigar and no expensive. Only 5 and 5 for $20. And that 5 and 5 for $20, you can afford to hand them around. Join the smoking revolution. Smoke John Cotton Cigarillos.
What a perfectly splendid English voice. Aubrey Therese of 170 Margate Road, Ramsgate, and to Barbara Mary Hadler of 8 Cortland Close, Sittingbourne, another faithful viewer. Greetings, Barbara. Rhubarb and custard as well. So,
if you've got a pack of trouble weighing on your worried mind, if you tend to see things double and you can't unwind, take a trip to Green Street, Green. Get yourself a little sea. Everything is kind of groovy down at Green Street, Green. Situated north of Nancy,
quarter to 12 in Green Street Green. Like that one very much, number 18 on this week's Fab Type 40. Greetings now to Rita O'Hara of 119 Spur Road, Orpington in the county of Kent. You're not taking it from that angle, are you, Mitch? It's ridiculous. You work for a station for yonks for ages and you suddenly realise on the day you're leaving, by jingo, I haven't got any photographs. None. I haven't had one photograph taken, you see, with my own camera while I've been here. So good old Mitch is doing the honours there in the corner. So thank you very much indeed, Mitch, for that one. I'll be with you in just a second. Elizabeth Williams and Mrs. Mum of 70 Milner Crescent, Aylsham near Canterbury in Kent, hello to you. And to Diane Hodges, Ken and Joyce of Walnut Tree House, Chilham Lees, Canterbury in the county of good old Kent. Here's every job. show, What a Shade of Watson, presented by the old Procol Dingelheimers. And it brings the time to 10 minutes to 12 o'clock. I'd like to say a very happy birthday now to somebody who doesn't want his name mentioned, Willie Walker, good name for a disc jockey, who's currently sort of standing in the studio. Everything's gone to pot, actually. My program's ended in tragedy because I've been looking. You know, I normally, when I go off, I have all this sort of planned records that I say, sitting at the railway station, all this sort of grunge. Well, I sorted all these LPs out last night and put them craftily, hid them behind a particular place. Well, I came up this morning, they're all gone. So it's thrown me the what's it's all skew with, and I'm right choked off.
You get a positive charge out of
Big Gal.
So there we are, I'm running out of time like mad. Mitch, do you want to come on and say something?
No, goodbye.
Goodbye, hello. Yes, goodbye. Incidentally, Mitch doesn't know, but I'm giving him my brown sweater, you see, that I got from Keeney. So look after it. It's in better condition than Paul Kay's. And if he tries to whip it off you, tell him to go and, what's happening here?
Corporation and I presents Happy Family Birthdays. Hello, Sismel. We say to Willie Walker, it's his birthday today. How does it feel, Uncle, to be 22?
Hello, Skill.
Hello, Willie. How are you?
Fine, mate. Yourself?
Not so bad. Don't take your photo because your focus is wrong.
Yeah.
Knock it down to 6 feet if you're going to take it. Right, you can take it, but 6 feet. Well, happy birthday to you, mate. Anyway, what a day to have a birthday, the day you're going off.
Well, it is, yeah, especially, Tuesday, July the 25th.
Well, it should be good for, on the way back?
But what? Definitely.
Yes, all down to it. I think actually we'll throw coffee away today and we'll have a drink of orange juice instead.
What a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you're signing autographs at Ipswich Station again?
Someone mentioned that. I didn't mention it, did you?
No, I got a memo to the effect that we mustn't mention it.
Okay, we won't mention it.
All right, we won't mention it. And we should be in Liverpool Street around about 10 to 7, I suppose, today, because we've got our managing director coming out in a few minutes. In fact, he's probably arriving any time now, I think. I don't suppose we'll catch a lift back with him in his Rolls Royce, will we?
Not likely.
I shouldn't think so, no. So it's all down to going back by trainers.
Harold J.
Trainington.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, well, you've got to take that picture, Mitchell, aren't you?
Yeah, go on.
You can do it. Right. Now, have you got it, how many feet have you got it down to? 6 or 7?
7 feet.
7 feet, man. You're just right, Thorpe. It is big of the flashes. Right. Oh, superb. If only this was television.
You mean it isn't television?
Oh, no. Well, I've been looking at the cameras all morning as well. Well, there we are. 7 minutes to 12. What can I say? Except that Will is coming along with your own show between 12 and probably 5 past.
That's right. I'm taking you up from Stupide.
Well, that's very good of you, I think. I think it's all down to playing a record then, huh? So see you at 12.
Harry Plainton Records.
You happy birthday again, will you?
Love for me is something that I once knew. Now it's just a sweet memory of you. A crying shame that everything around me seems the same. For although my heart is yearning, this whole world that keeps on turning around. All the rivers they roll by, the stars that appear in the sky. See me cry. Turning around. All the rivers they roll.
me cry. I'm just trying to think when I've heard that record.
Goodbye, Palace.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keep your hair a playful day.
Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean, and natural.
Use Vitalis, you're a natural.
Keeps
your hair a
playful
day.
Vitalis Secret, it's the only hairdressing with invisible V7.
That keeps your hair a playful day.
Do your hair a favor.
Ah, all the winners have arrived back. Let's see, it's 4 minutes to 12 o'clock now, and that was Vitalis. That was Vitalis, and this is what?
This is wonderful Radio London, where your hearing pains with your hearing pains.
Okay, there we go. Welcome back in, Damon. Hello.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have a good holiday.
Oh, lovely. Yes, thank you indeed, Keith.
Do you have any of your calls? Give me a few calls,
yes,
if we.
Yes, I have. Lovely name checks and all that sort of thing. Oh, fantabulous.
Well, it's all sort of happening today. I think we've all been fired, haven't we? We've all been summoned to appear upstairs at the point of a rifle, and you're now going to take over Radio London, I hear.
Yes.
No, sorry, I'll read that again. You're going to take over the 12 o'clock spot.
Yes, just for about half an hour, and then Sue Bart will be down a little later.
Good. Okay, then. Well, this is my final jingle. But it's now to 12 o'clock and it's time for the final record. Just before playing that, we're going to say hi to Mr. G. Walter, Mrs. Woodley, and Pamela Haywood with regards from Mitch. Okie doke. Well, there we are. I was hoping to fade out with Pat Clark sitting at the railway station, but somebody's half inched the record that I had last night, so I'm a bit checked off about that. So instead, I shall play the very first record that I ever played as a disc jockey, let's see, about 114 years ago, March the 4th, 1958. The last as well. Dustman has from next week. What would you believe?
The big man yesterday, but all you are to see me now. Oh, well, I talked big yesterday, but all you are to see me now. I bragged too long that love was strong. There'll never be another ride. But you said more when you whispered your goodbye. Well, I was a big man yesterday, but all you ought to see me now. I said that I was through with you, that I didn't need you anyhow.
I was a big man yesterday, but by jingo, you ought to see me now. Well, that's the end of the road for the dreaded. So with tears in my eyes and my kneecaps withering at half-mast, It's one farewell. See, and Damon's kindly let me overrun at 12 o'clock. It's half a minute past right now. So, there we are. I hope to meet up again one of these fine days. Don't know where, don't know when, as the saying goes. Thanks very, very much, seriously, everybody, for everything in the past. You know, all your letters, your mail. Oh, everything, you know, it's been too much, really. I won't make a big scene of going because I'm too choked anyway. But anyway, thanks very much for everything, and we'll see you one of these fine days somewhere.